This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Usually when you have diabetes and things are kind of going around, going on and the same and not much change with your diabetes, and then all of a sudden you start to improve and your diabetes starts to go away miraculously and you haven't done anything different, we doctors get a little nervous. We go, wait a second here, something is using up your sugar. And sometimes it could be a sign of cancer. Well, a study has come out that actually is the opposite. If your sugar starts to rapidly rise and deteriorate, that could be maybe one of the first signs that you have pancreatic cancer. Makes sense. Cancer is destroying the pancreas, so now you don't have the insulin to help deal with the sugar. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Brazil has confirmed more yellow fever cases. Apparently, they have over 100 people infected, and nobody's been talking about yellow fever because everybody's kind of exhausted after the whole Ebola and Zika outbreaks. But yellow fever is some serious stuff, so we're going to talk about that. Apparently, there's some alternative medicine that might actually work when it comes to premature ejaculation. We're going to talk about what that is and which alternative medicine. I got a hint for you, and it involves needles. Which's worse, the cure or the illness? Then, doctors are spending too much time with computers. Oh, really? There's a study out saying the doctors are just taking too much time on computers, and patients aren't liking it in the least. And then, we have the last final day to sign up for Obamacare. Before everybody celebrates, we need to talk about this. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is the final deadline today to buy a 2017 Affordable Care Act plan. And, even for those of you that have been pro-Obamacare, whether you're pro-Obamacare or anti or pro the Affordable Care Act or not, you have to admit it's been an absolute cluster, okay? With the rollout, with the money being spent, with the increase in IRS agents, with the threat of a tax, with the penalties, with the unemployment, with the deductibles, it has been an absolute cluster. And so I think a lot of people are kind of relieved to know that there may be some sort of a change occurring, unless somebody is reading the rhetoric and seeing all the yellow journalism articles saying, you are going to lose your health insurance, people are going to die. I mean, there's headlines saying millions of people are going to die because of a replacement of Obamacare. Are you kidding me? We have a crappy law, right? People are underinsured, even if they hold an insurance card. They can't afford to use the doctor because of the, high deductibles and the high premiums. So, it could only help fixing, right? A weak system. Now, it's going to take years to fix. We know that. Okay, this can't be fixed overnight. All right, they dropped the bomb with the Affordable Care Act, right, in 1 week, and already things just drastically started to snowball with that. But we need to fix it a little bit more smartly. Well, USA Today says there are 5 reasons to still go ahead and buy today, right, and get your plan. Now, one of which is the plans still stay effect through the year. It's still the law of the land, which I've been telling you guys now for a while. So if you don't have health insurance and you want health insurance, this is your only option, basically, to get health insurance. If in your state, the only thing you could do is go to the website and purchase a health plan, that's the only way you're going to get health insurance. So they're, you know, if you want health insurance for this year, even if Trump and the Republican Congress does something to repeal it and replace it, it's not going to take effect for years. So you have to at least get yourself insured. Plus, we still don't know if the fine and the penalties are still in place. If I was Donald Trump, I'd say, okay, any of these fines and penalties, let's just get rid of, and we'll incentivize everybody to buy insurance. That's something we could do temporarily while we're fixing this mess. If Donald Trump said something to that effect, I think that would be a brilliant move. But right now, they haven't. So you're still going to get penalized per the Obama administration in April if you didn't purchase insurance last year. And if nothing changes this next year, in 2018, when you file your taxes for the 2017 season, you could still be fined. Unless somebody does something with that penalty, you could still, unfortunately, because of the law of the land, be penalized. So you need to keep that in mind. They also talk about your out-of-pocket maximums. They say there are caps on how much you'll have to pay during the year in your lifetime. So they said insurers could decide how much they would pay in total for you. This greatly reduces the chance hospital bills will bankrupt your family if you get sick. These out-of-pocket maximums are very helpful. But for those people that end up having a catastrophe, so it's something to think about. They say prevention is not a bad word. You don't have to like President Obama or a signature health law to fully appreciate the birth control, mammograms. If you're allowed to have a pap smear because it's within that five-year window that they changed it to, there's still some preventative care you could get. Some of these plans will also still give you a free physical. So if that's the case, you may still want to take advantage of it, okay? They say also there's a required mental health coverage that may come in handy for those of you that are stressed. So there's still some things that your health plan or these health plans may still cover that you might want to take advantage of. And they also say drug prices are not decreasing. So if you still need your medication, right, and you need copay assistance, et cetera, you may be out of luck if you don't get something. So, you know, we've never said, okay, for those of us who have been critical of the Affordable Care Act, we've never said don't buy health insurance, okay, to try to bankrupt the system. We've never said that, right? But we've understood why you wouldn't want to if you can't afford the $1,200 a month premiums. We get that. But again, this may be the final day these exchanges, these expensive websites, all the money that's been going into this plan, this may be the final day, right, for the pushing and the promoting, even though many of the ads have stopped. And so we could be going into a new era, hopefully a better one. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Before we get to business, a lot of talk about football this week. Obviously, we got the Super Bowl. Very, very exciting. And a lot of talk about Tom Brady because he's so sexy. And I guess there is an expert talking about Tom Brady's diet, saying it's kind of sketchy. It's very interesting. Apparently, Tom Brady said that back in high school he was having a weight problem. I would have asked him to the prom big time. And I guess he was the sixth round of the draft back in 2000. And 17 years later, he is about to play his seventh Super Bowl. He's 39 years old, going on 40. He's almost my age, so we're close. And, you know, we could still hang, you know, if we wanted to. And I guess he says that his longevity is thanks to his eating habits. So in 2014, he explained his diet to Sports Illustrated as 80% alkaline and 20% acidic, maintaining balance and harmony through his metabolic system. He and I would make some harmony. Brady's personal chef, Alan Campbell. Yeah, see, that's the thing. I think we all would look really, really good if we had a personal chef. Yeah, that's my problem. I mean, I don't have the money to get a personal chef. Apparently, Alan Campbell broke it down in a January 2016 article to Boston.com. He says the quarterback eats 80% vegetables and whole grains, 20% fish and lean meats, such as certain cuts of steak and duck. He doesn't touch sugar. He doesn't touch white flour or nightshade fruits and vegetables. So he doesn't eat tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, tomatillos. What are tomatillos? Are those little tiny baby tomatoes that are so cute? Oh, I love those. Potatoes and certain berries. Fat comes from extra virgin olive oil on raw foods and coconut oil on cooked foods. He doesn't take an MSG, iodized salt, coffee, fungi, or dairy. He drinks alcohol occasionally. His supermodel wife, Giselle, also, I guess, follows the same diet, but the kids are on a less strict version, okay? And they have a lot of fruit, apparently. Brady limits himself to the occasional banana. Maybe he'll blend a smoothie, but I guess he has never eaten a strawberry. Tom Brady has never eaten a strawberry. I will personally volunteer to feed Tom Brady his first strawberry, if he'll allow me to. He's so sexy. All right. He may have cocoa avocado ice cream. Wow. Everything that touches his table must be organic. If it's not organic, I don't use it. Apparently, the chef said. All right. So if I told him I'm completely organic, well, what will he say? All right. Brady has to eat this way if he wants to keep playing. He is a 39-year-old quarterback in the NFL. All right? He can't be eating cheeseburgers every day. So, this alkaline diet that he consumes has definitely drawn a lot of attention. Many people say, all right, well, I have to, you know, take in less acid. And I've talked about, well, you know, when you look at your fruits and when you look at, you know, a lot of these things introduce acid. And a lot of people have lost weight and kept themselves very trimmed with certain acidic foods. Okay? But apparently this alkaline diet is a very, very, you know, where you take in less sugars and things that could be converted to acids in the body. So I don't know. I mean, he definitely looks good and he knows how to play. The NFL injury report still is not out. It wouldn't be. We still have a few days to go. So as soon as that occurs, I will tell you guys who to put money on for the Super Bowl. All right. Now let's talk about diabetes and let's talk about sugar. So remember how I told you when, you know, I have a patient, an older patient, where all of a sudden they're not diabetic anymore. That happened to my mother-in-law. She's like, I don't need my insulin anymore. I'm not diabetic. And I've lost all this weight. First thing you think about is cancer, unfortunately. And she did. She died of cancer. It's a shame. And so when you have something hypermetabolic, like a cancer, remember, cancer is very selfish. If you've ever seen x-rays of and MRIs of brain tumors or lung tumors, etc., they are such selfish mothers, these cancers, because they require a lot of resources, a lot of nutrients, a lot of blood, a lot of oxygen. So it will use up your body's resources without a care in the world for your body. And it doesn't care that it's destroying the host. It's a cancer. And so cancer will use up your sugar stores, which is why you lose weight when you have cancer. It's why your sugar drops. But this research found that 50% of patients who were diagnosed with pancreatic cancer had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes the previous year. So all of a sudden they become diabetic. Meanwhile, later we find that they have pancreatic cancer. Now, I'm not saying every diabetic has pancreatic cancer, but rather than saying the diabetes causes pancreatic cancer, could pancreatic cancer be causing some of these cases of diabetes? The study of nearly 1 million patients in Italy and Belgium was led by the International Prevention Research Institute in Lyon, France, with findings presented at the European Cancer Congress in Amsterdam. They said among those who already had type 2 diabetes, a deterioration in the condition was linked to a 7-fold increased risk of being diagnosed with cancer. Now, we know that pancreatic cancer and diabetes has been previously linked. Okay? We had been blaming inappropriately some of these diabetic medications for causing the pancreatic cancer. But, you know, you have a pathological process, right, that involves the pancreas, and the pancreas tends not to work properly and not to produce proper insulin, right? Maybe it's more vulnerable to cancer. Well, now they're thinking, what if it's cancer? And again, listen, diabetes is so common. Not everybody has pancreatic cancer. So don't panic that if you have diabetes, you could have pancreatic cancer. But what if some of these rapidly progressive diabetes that I've talked to you guys about, that I've been calling diabetes type 3, is because there's a process destroying the pancreas so quickly? So we know that pancreatic cancer hides, and we have no idea you have it until you start to have bloating, severe weight loss, jaundice where you turn yellow. So they start to scan the liver, they start to scan the gallbladder, and lo and behold, they find a mass on the pancreas. So pancreatic cancer is asymptomatic for the longest time. So what they're suggesting is maybe what we need to do is, if we see a rapidly deteriorating diabetes picture where your sugar is just rising so quickly, that we take a look and we scan the pancreas. And we see, or we run some tests to see if you could possibly be having pancreatic cancer. That's some scary stuff. Especially since many people with this rapidly progressive diabetes that I'm seeing is younger. Now, pancreatic cancer we usually see in older individuals. So, you know, there still could be these separate diabetes that I'm kind of picking up on, that I think a lot of doctors are, where you have the type 1 diabetes where these children's pancreas don't have to make insulin anymore, so you have to give them insulin. They're very skinny kids, and they'll be diabetic their whole lives, will need insulin their whole lives. And you have the type 2 diabetes, which is acquired more as an adult, where your insulin is there, but it just doesn't work as well, or you make less of it. So we have to, you know, try oral medications or insulin as well. We got to work on your diet, etc. But then I'm noticing a very rapidly progressive diabetes in younger individuals. I'm not sure what the hell is destroying their pancreas all of a sudden. And maybe it could be a pancreatic cancer. Or we see this in older individuals. So you need to cut back on your alcohol. You need to cut back on your calories. Sweet wines, beer, etc. You can't imagine how much sugar is in many of your foods. We also forget that our breads turn to sugar. Our rice is turned to sugar. Pasta. You know, the other day we went to Macaroni Grill. I wanted to celebrate my kids' win. They like pasta. I haven't been eating much since the surgery, so I'm like, you know what? I can handle some pasta. So they have like a build-your-own pasta. So I told them to put some spinach in it, put some chicken in it, and put some pesto sauce. Now, pesto sauce is not the lowest calorie. I get that. But overall, it could have been a fairly healthy dish. Well, I'm thinking I'm only going to eat a couple bites and save it. Oh, my gosh, it was so good. I ate the whole thing. All right, well, that type of, you know, sugar load could definitely cause diabetes. You got to be careful with your fruits. Fruits turn to diabetes. Your potatoes turn to diabetes. French fries. All right. These lean cuts of meat. For many, many years, red meat and processed meat has been associated with an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. So we want to recommend that you go to more poultry, fish, lean cuts of white meat. I understand Tom Brady gets to have some steak, but listen, he really burns those calories off, doesn't he? I know. All right, whole grain bread will have less of a glycemic index than white bread, according to the Telegraph online paper. White bread and white rice will turn into glucose rapidly. So your brown rice, your whole grain bread, whole wheat pasta, that kind of stuff will metabolize slower. And anything with high fiber doesn't get absorbed as well, so that'll help you poop easier, which is always a good treat. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Brazil has confirmed more yellow fever cases than being reported by Fox News. Over 100 people have been infected. So authorities in Brazil, Sao Paulo, state that three more people have died from yellow fever, adding to an outbreak that has already seen more than 100 cases. The vast majority of these cases are in the southeastern state of Minas Gerais, where authorities have confirmed 97 cases as of Friday. Now, 40 of them have died. The health department on Monday said it has now confirmed six cases of the disease. All of the patients died. The state of Espírito Santo also has recorded a case. So, Brazil was the home of the recent Zika epidemic and is also considered at risk for yellow fever. But the country has not seen this large an outbreak since the year 2000. The World Health Organization has said it expects this mosquito-borne virus to spread to more states. So what is yellow fever? So it's a viral infection, just like Zika, spread by a mosquito. It's very common in Africa and South America. The mild cases of yellow fever will cause like a fever, headache, nausea, vomiting, according to Mayo Clinic. But it can, of course, become more serious. Yellow fever can cause heart problems, kidney problems, liver problems, hemorrhaging. And they say up to 50% of people with a more severe form of yellow fever will die. There's no treatment, but there is a vaccine. So many people traveling to Africa or South America may get the yellow fever vaccine. They say during the first 3 to 6 days after you've contracted the yellow fever, you may not experience any symptoms, okay? But then it goes into this acute phase, and then it could go into a toxic phase. So fever, headache, muscle aches, sensitivity to light, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, dizziness, red eyes. See? Red eyes? Very similar to Zika, all right? Although, we don't necessarily see a rash. But yellow fever, why? Because you start to yellow in your skin, yellow in the whites of your eyes, jaundice. What does that mean when your skin or the whites of your eyes start turning yellow? It means something is going on with your liver. So this toxic phase could cause abdominal pain, vomiting. If it affects the kidneys, you could see decreased urination. You could even start to have bleeding from your nose, mouth, eyes, so a hemorrhagic type picture, similar to Ebola. Slow heart rate, brain dysfunction, seizures, delirium, coma, etc. So it's some serious stuff. So, you know, we usually what we do is we try to avoid you getting bit by mosquitoes. So we tell you to avoid unnecessary outdoor activity. Mosquitoes are usually active when they want to mate. So at dusk and dawn, that's when they're the most, you know, randy. Wear long sleeve shirts, long pants, stay in air conditioned, well screened housing. So I'm a little concerned because this is winter time and we're already seeing this. And again, I think we learned our lesson with Ebola and Zika where we need to really, you know, be on top of these things. And 100 cases, that's nothing to mess with. That's some serious stuff. So again, there's no antiviral medications that have treated helpful. So what we do is if you have yellow fever, we do something called supportive care. Right, where we make sure you have your fluids, we make sure we give you oxygen. If you have been losing blood, then we replace blood. We watch your kidneys. Sometimes we'll even have to provide dialysis if your kidneys start to fail. And so we want people to avoid getting yellow fever. Now, right now, we're not anticipating any issues with America. As we know, Brazil is pretty far south. However, it's a concern, and we're going to be watching it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Now, this is interesting. There's a man in New York who was selling sick puppies. They say a man who ran 3 pet shops in the Hudson Valley has been permanently barred from selling animals in New York and must pay $15,000 in restitution to people who bought sickly puppies. I've taken in animals who were sick, you know, Oh, you're looking at a little sick puppy. It's really heartbreaking. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced the actions against Richard Doyle on Monday. He says Doyle regularly performs surgery on animals, even though he's not a veterinarian, and administered medications to mask illnesses in the puppies he sold. In some cases, Doyle left sick animals to die rather than pay for routine veterinary care. Oh, this guy better be toast. The Attorney General's office launched an investigation in 2015 after customers complained about sick animals they bought from Doyle's stores. He ran American Breeders Puppies and Kittens and Best Breeds in Westchester and Dutchess counties. You know, this is sick. I don't understand. I mean, to go through such great lengths to mask a sick animal, just make the animal better. I don't understand this. I really don't understand when you see the planning and the strategy and the meticulousness of people committing crimes, and if they just spent one sliver of that effort into a job, I mean, I don't get it. It shows that these people are pathological. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many of you will see headlines saying Viagra could be replaced with acupuncture. And they're getting it all wrong because Viagra treats erectile dysfunction. This alternative medicine headline in health news has to do with premature ejaculation. So I've noticed that some of these articles need to correct themselves because they're putting Viagra in the headline to attract attention. And this really doesn't have much to do with Viagra. So they're saying that complementary and alternative medicine options are available for men to manage premature ejaculation. They say the improvements were small and the studies were of varying quality. However, acupuncture may help. Chinese herbal medicine, Ayurvedic herbal medicine, Korean topical cream may all have desirable effects. Now, it's very unique to see researchers look at complementary medicine and to look at possible over-the-counter products, right, as a treatment. So this was very interesting, and the researchers wrote their article, published this in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. They say there are a range of treatments available for premature ejaculation, including drug treatments, behavioral techniques, counseling, but some men may not want to visit the doctor, take drugs long-term, or be on a long wait list for counseling. That's according to Katie Cooper of the University of Sheffield in the UK. It's important to evaluate the evidence for other therapies. To our knowledge, this is the first systematic review to assess complementary and alternative medicine for premature ejaculation. So in this study, the researchers evaluated 10 randomized control trials that included comparisons with either a treatment, such as acupuncture, or a placebo. Two of the studies were acupuncture, five were Chinese herbal medicine, one was, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it, Ayurvedic herbal medicine, and two were a Korean topical severance secret cream. Together, the two acupuncture studies found that the treatment slightly increased what they call IELT, or intravaginal ejaculatory latency time, and it cut it by about half a minute compared to placebo. So basically, somebody could last longer before they have a premature ejaculation if they use acupuncture. Chinese herbal medicine, however, increased the length of time to 2 minutes. Ayurvedic herbal medicine increased it by a minute, and this topical cream, 8 minutes. So my guess is the topical cream may be some sort of a numbing cream, which they've talked about. If men have less sensation, then they may have less of an impulse, right? So in some instances, they even said a combination was the most effective. Now, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors is what we have in our medicines bags to treat it. So Zoloft, we'll put a man on Zoloft to help with any premature ejaculation issues. But they found that if you combine Chinese medicine with these SSRIs, you could increase the IELT by 2 minutes longer than SSRIs alone. Now, right now, there are no approved treatments for premature ejaculation. And so, you know, patients unfortunately have to suffer. They're embarrassed by it. It could also cause some issues with fertility. As I've talked about many times, I think it's important for the females to also climax as well. And so, you know, it's a concern. So, you know, I love complementary medicine. I think acupuncture is amazing, and it's about time we have some studies on that. All right, are doctors spending too much time on their computers? Absolutely. Don't go away. We'll break back 1-877. Dr. Ellen.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I have been complaining and griping about EHR and computers and dragging laptops into the room or having computers that kids are sticking things into the USB ports. And I really had a tough time going from paper charts to electronic. And it was a very, very frustrating part of my practice. And the patients didn't want to see me type. I type quickly. But they don't want to hear typing. when they're talking to you about their innermost issues, they want to be facing the medical provider. They want to be, you know, making sure you listen. And instead, you're typing this personal stuff into a computer that very much can get hacked, unfortunately. So, there's a study that has come out of Switzerland saying for every hour that some doctors devote to direct patient care, they spend about 5 hours on other tasks, often because they're tied up with computer work. The results are based on observations of 36 doctors in training at one hospital in Switzerland. The research dating back more than half a century has documented physicians dedicating a similar amount of their work days to direct patient care. They said it has not really changed in 50 years, according to Dr. Natalie Wenger, lead author of the current study. She's a researcher at the University Hospital at Lausanne. During the study period, the doctors spent an average of 1.7 hours per shift with patients, 5.2 hours using computers, and 13 minutes doing both. Apparently, Wenger and her colleagues found, and they published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Patient care might necessarily be better if doctors had less screen time, but cutting back could still have some advantages. It will clearly improve satisfaction of physicians, reduce their stress, and improve medical education by freeing up time for that, according to Dr. Wenger. For this study, they looked at medical residents for a total of 698 hours. Now, to review, a medical resident is basically, they've already had their undergrad, they've already been in medical school, okay? Once you've been in medical school, after about 4 years, you graduate, unless you're in a program that's a five-year program to include research. So after 4 years of medical school, you graduate, and you're a doctor. Then, you're an intern. And you become an intern in a field you want to start specializing in. After that first year internship, you then become a resident for your second year, third year, all the way on up to 7 years. Now, sometimes we will call the interns a first year resident. So we're looking at people who already graduated medical school, but we're not licensed to have their own private practice yet, so to speak. Okay? So they observe these medical residents for about 698 hours. Teams of observers recorded the residents' activities throughout their shifts at the hospital, sorting tasks into one of 22 different categories, such as direct or indirect patient care, communication, academic, or non-medical work. Day shifts lasted 11.6 hours, or 1.6 hours longer than scheduled, which makes sense. I mean, except when I was a resident, it was a 36-hour shift, so these guys have it easy if they're only working 11 hours. During the day shifts, doctors spent 52% of their time on activities indirectly related to patients, like writing in medical records, collaborating with other clinicians, looking for information needed to treat patients, handing off care to other providers. So they spent 28% of their day shifts on direct patient care, meaning the exams, medical procedures, rounding, which is what you do where you go and you have to tell the attending what you've done, and, you know, other residents suggest, well, you know, Dr. Dolly could have done this. And you're like, thank you. You know, but anyway, so those are the rounds, all right? And they spent 2% of their time communicating with patients and their families, only 2% of the time. 6% of the time either teaching, receiving training, or doing academic research. But they spent 45% of their time on computers. So, yes, it's a limited study, but to me, this is very realistic. All right? We, as doctors and medical providers, are not spending enough time with the patients. All right? Who can tell you more about what's going on with them than the patient? All right? Yes, it helps to Google things. All right? Yes, we have to document and we have to put things into a computer system. And, you know, some people have suggested, well, Dahlia, why don't you guys go back to dictation? You speak faster than you type, especially me. Why don't you go back and dictate? And this way you don't have to type into EHR, the electronic medical records. The problem with that is about 20 years ago, now maybe 17 years ago, when I worked for an HMO and I did some moonlighting there, and the dictationist, they would have my dictations on my desk the next day. There were so many errors, milligrams versus micrograms, 1 versus 11, so many typos. And whether they blame my speaking or whether it was the person typing, it took me so long to review the dictations. Now, many doctors don't look at their dictations. The dictations are there, and they just sign off, and they don't read the whole thing. I decided to read the whole thing because, again, this is at a time when, you know, mistakes were being made and doctors were getting sued when it wasn't their fault. And I started to read these dictations and it scared the hell out of me. And it spent me so long, it took so long for me to read a dictation that I would probably rather type it myself because I can type. And I have better accuracy than trusting somebody else. So it's a problem. There's a lot of liability. There's a lot of responsibility. And right now the whole system is focused on your electronic medical record. It's not focused on the patient. That's, to me, a very big issue. All right? Just like, you know, what the situation was when students were graduating and seeing their colleagues get sued in the early 2000s, rather than the primary focus, making sure the patient had cost-effective care and not, you know, running tests that the patient may not need, the primary focus of many medical providers was how not to get sued and kicked out of the medical field. And that's one of the reasons why Obamacare later had to come into play, because costs were skyrocketing. When your fellow doctors are getting sued and having to close down their practice because they didn't order an MRI, you're going to order the MRI for the headache. And it's not only the doctor's fault. If you look at the way the juries were swayed, or the judge, you know, in some of these cases, in many of these cases, the doctor didn't offer the test. If the doctor had ordered the test, he would have found the tumor earlier. And the doctor screwed. This failure to diagnose or delay of diagnosis screws medical providers all the time. So now they have to concentrate on making sure that they showed that they didn't delay. The patient's sitting right there. What does the patient want? It doesn't matter what the patient wants, if they want the test or not, because we could get in trouble if we don't order the test. And I am no good to my other patients if I get sued by the family of this one. And that attitude towards patients already started the deterioration of the doctor-patient relationship. Look, I trust you, but I don't trust your family. Your family's going to sue me. Keep bringing up that case where somebody cheated on his wife, died in the middle of a menage a trois, and the doctor is the one that got sued and lost the case. So you have such a lack of trust that, yes, it's becoming more, there's a lot more barriers in between the patient and the doctor, and it's becoming more cold. And an electronic health medical record adds to that. I know you want to talk to me, but I got to type this. I got to document this. Sorry, can you just talk slower? You know, when a patient has to stop their discourse and speak slower, they're going to leave things out. All right, so let me type here. You have erectile dysfunction. Dysfunction's with a Y, right? D-Y-S. Yeah, and so what happens, hold on a second. I have to type this, and hold on a second. So you, and when do you get this again? At night. You see, nobody videotapes these interactions, okay, because you're not supposed to with HIPAA, but sometimes they're that ridiculous. So they're so busy trying to document the erectile dysfunction, etc., they need to make sure and stop and ask about the heart. Offer a cardiac exam. Look, I don't want the cardiac exam, doctor. I just want the Viagra. So a lot of mistakes could be made, unfortunately. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com.
checkingaccount.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.